USA News, I'm Laura Winters.
We believe intense competition requires intense diplomacy.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the goal of the Secretary of State's meeting this weekend with the President of China.
We want to establish communication channels to help manage competition so it does not veer into conflict, which is something that we have said, keeping those lines of communication open. Two, to stand up and speak for American values.
Antony Blinken is in China to repair U.S. ties with the communist country. On Friday, the Chinese president meeting with Microsoft founder and Democrat donor Bill Gates, who he calls an old friend. During the pandemic, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave $5 million to help China fight COVID-19. Pope Francis expected to deliver his weekly prayer this Sunday. He's back at the Vatican this Saturday after being released from the hospital. Correspondent Claudio Lavanga says the 86-year-old had abdominal surgery.
He's back at the Vatican, where he will continue his recovery. They want him to recover as quickly as possible so that he's fully recovered by the time he needs to travel next, which is the 2nd of August. He's expected to travel to Lisbon in Portugal.
It's one less thing former President Trump and his lawyers have to worry about. One of his golf courses is in the clear. Here's correspondent Lisa Taylor.
A New York County District Attorney is dropping a tax probe into Donald Trump's golf course in the area. Westchester County District Attorney Mimi Rocha announced yesterday that criminal charges wouldn't be filed against the former president or the Trump Organization. It was around 2 years ago when Rocha started the investigation into whether Trump National Golf Club manipulated property values in order to lessen taxes. She says the probe was wrapped up objectively. Trump responded on Truth Social, saying the move is honorable, but questioned when he would get his reputation back.
And that's correspondent Lisa Taylor reporting. This is USA News. I'm Laura Winters.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A date has been set in 2024 for another trial involving former President Trump. Correspondent Brian Shook on the defamation case filed by a woman named E. Jean Carroll.
The civil trial will begin on January 15th. Carroll claims Trump defamed her in 2019 by saying she was not his type while denying he raped her in the 1990s. In a separate suit last month, a jury found Trump liable for defaming her in 2022 on Truth Social.
A new casino could be coming to Chicago after the Illinois Gaming Board gives it the green light. Here's correspondent Perry Williams with details.
The Illinois Gaming Board approved the proposal that allows Bally's to continue preparing the old Medina Temple for gaming. But Alderman Brian Hopkins says there are some unresolved issues.
They still haven't addressed the concerns for the community, which primarily revolve around crime, traffic, congestion, parking.
A temporary casino could open this summer. It would operate until a permanent one is built at the site of the former Chicago Tribune printing plant.
And the deal is over. Streaming giant Spotify ending a multi-year agreement with Prince Harry and wife Meghan after only one series was produced. Correspondent Michael Kastner with details.
I'm Meghan, and this is Archetypes.
A joint statement from Harry and Meghan's company says they have mutually agreed to part ways. 12 episodes ran in the podcast called Archetypes, which began last August in a deal estimated to be worth $25 million.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.